Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for me in particular because I get to speak to one of my favorite journalistic voices out there, Brett Stevens, who is a columnist, op-ed columnist for the New York Times. His columns appear every Thursday and Saturday. His most recent column has drawn a great deal of applause from many people who don't regularly applaud Brett Stevens. He writes in his column the apparent inability of many on the left to entertain the thought that decent human beings might have voted for Donald Trump for sensible reasons amounts to an epic failure to see their fellow Americans with understanding, much less with empathy. It repels the 73 million Trump voters who cannot see anything of themselves in media caricatures of them as fragile, bigoted, greedy, and somewhat stupid white people. Brett Stevens, congratulations on the column and thank you for joining us.
Brett, so it's good to be on your show.
I think that your most recent column, which we're linking to up at our website, and which we talked about a little bit on the air yesterday, is part of a series of commentaries from many different sources about the danger of the Democratic Party and the new Biden administration, being overwhelmed by wokeness, by political correctness, by leftism. Is there a struggle even now as President-elect Biden is putting together his cabinet? Is there a struggle for the identity of what this new administration is actually going to be?
I mean, this struggle has been is an old one, and you can go back. I remember when Bill Clinton first took office in 1993 and wanted to appoint Lanny Boutier to a senior post at the Justice Department. There was an element of that. There was an element of it back in 1972 when George Mitterrand was running for president. But it's different now in the following sense, which I think that the soul of the Democratic Party for most of the post-war era was sort of liberal with radical fringes. That's to say that at its heart, liberals believed in free speech. They believed in the free exchange of ideas. They believed in sort of engaging the other side. And today's liberalism, I think, is very different. I think it's radical with traditional liberals increasingly in dissent. And the point of my column, Michael, is that the people who are really harmed, or the party that's really harmed by this transition, is the Democratic Party. There's no shortage of evidence that if the Democratic Party, at least elements of it, hadn't moved as sharply to the left as they did in this election cycle, Democrats would have done much better. They would have done better in Congress. They might have taken the Senate. And Donald Trump would not have gotten as close as he did, actually 80,000 or so votes, to winning re-election.
In terms of that tendency to embrace radicalism, you see that right now, and we were talking about it on the show earlier today, in the Senate race, one of the Senate races in Georgia, with Raphael Warnock, who it turns out as recently as 2014 was praising Jeremiah Wright for his GD America sermon, where he said, "Don't say God bless America, say GD America," and saying that the American government was responsible for distributing drugs in the inner city. Isn't it surprising that in a state like Georgia, which is not one of the sort of liberal hotbeds in America, that they would turn to a candidate like that for a Senate seat that they actually have to win if they want to take control of the Senate?
Yeah, I mean, one of the features of congressional races, however, is that some candidates manage to win without the kind of the traditional vetting and in a first-past-the-post system, like not first-past-the-post, but you know, the vote share system, like Georgia. It's not totally surprising. Let's not forget that just 2 years ago, Judge Roy Moore was the candidate for the seat in Alabama, which fortunately he lost to Doug Jones. So, you know, you get all kinds of surprises. Although in the case of Alabama, of course, Roy Moore was a well-known quantity when he won the Republican nomination.
Yeah. Okay. So, in terms of the way that conservatives should encourage, first of all, why is it important for conservatives and Republicans to encourage a more mainstream Democratic Party and to resist the extremist temptations of the hard left that you condemn in your column? Why does it matter to us?
Well, look, I mean, it matters that, let's put it this way, Michael. Democracy is healthy when the fringe bends towards the center rather than what we have now, which is when the center increasingly bends toward the fringe. There are people on the show who have voted Democratic all their life. That's great. They should want a Republican Party that is morally healthy. They should want a Republican Party that understands evidence, reason, and science, just as Republicans should want a Democratic Party that is genuinely open and tolerant in its spirit and doesn't sort of have this kind of somewhat Stalinist impulses when it comes to censorship and the suppression of ideas, because there's always going to be an alternation of power. And like it or not, you're going to have to live under the other side for periods of time. So it's in the Democratic Party's interest that the Republican Party should be able to heal itself from what I think has been the kind of destructiveness of the Trump years. And the same goes in the opposite directions. We have trouble sometimes when we're partisans in realizing that our own side has issues that it needs to deal with, that it's important to take care of the moral health of your own political party before you start thinking about your opponent.
What about this core difference, and it's something that haunts me, is a couple of years ago, the Pew organization did a poll of Republicans and Democrats, and they had very different answers to this question. They asked people, do you think that the rest of the world, the other nations of the world, should follow America's example, or should America follow the example of the rest of the world? And Republicans, of course, overwhelmingly, it was well above 80%, thought, no, America's an example for the world. The rest of the world should follow us. Democrats were evenly divided. I'm not sure they would even be evenly divided today. What do you say to people who believe that America should learn from other nations? They always bring up the Scandinavian nations, of course, but other nations in the world, how we should arrange our affairs and live our lives.
Well, look, I mean, I don't really know. It doesn't strike me as a particularly interesting question, to be honest, Michael, because, like, learn what, okay? Obviously, when it comes to democratic institutions, free market, creative, vigorous enterprise, America has a lot to teach the world, and the American Constitution, in my mind, is the greatest constitution ever written, and that's one of the reasons we are one of the most robust democracies for all of our problems. Can we learn things from the rest of the world? Of course we can, and by the way, we do every time we open our doors to immigrants from far-flung corners of the world who are enriching American life in myriad ways. And I'm not entirely, you know, I don't want to import foreign concepts when it comes to, say, you know, the ideals about free speech or the freedom of religion or so on.
Right, or our basic economic arrangements. I know that. Brett Stevens, his most recent column posted up at our website, and information about his work, go to michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the big differences that emerged in the Democratic primary campaign for President of the United States was a difference under student loan forgiveness. And folks like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren definitely wanted a loan forgiveness $50,000 and beyond. I mean, just an unbelievable amount of money if you owe money because you borrowed money to go to school. And in fact, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren both had programs so that you could go to any public university you wanted and the government would pay the bills. Now, of course, this is totally unworkable. And yet, Joe Biden, who never went along with that in the primary campaign, was asked about canceling student loan debt. And yesterday, when he was asked about it, well, this is what the president-elect said. This would be clip 7.
The student loan forgiveness figure in your plan, would you take executive action to achieve it?
It does figure in my plan. I've laid out in detail, for example, the legislation passed by the Democratic House calls for immediate $10,000 forgiveness of student loans, just holding people up. They're in real trouble. They're having to make choices between paying their student loan and paying their rent, those kinds of decisions. It should be done immediately. In addition to that, if you know, I think that everything from community college straight through to doubling Pell Grants to making sure that we have access, free education for anyone making under $125,000 for 4 years of college. And there is a program that exists now under the law that forgives student loans for being able to engage in public service. I'm going to institute that fundamental change in that so it's able to be available to everyone that, in fact, is engaged. It's not being very well managed right now. So I'm going to do all of those things.
Okay, he's not going to be able to do all of those things because he started off talking about a bill that had passed the House. It had never been taken up by the Senate, which is one of the other many, many, many reasons that it's very important to maintain Mitch McConnell as the majority leader of the Senate, because otherwise you'd be dueling with some form of this House bill. The Washington Post, which of course is not a right-wing publication by any means of description, it is left of center. It has been very critical of President Trump and been very supportive of Vice President Biden. But they have an interesting piece by Adam Looney, who is the executive director of the Eccles Institute at the University of Utah and a non-resident senior fellow at Brookings. Adam Looney writes that speaking to reporters on Monday, that's what you just heard, the president-elect said student loan forgiveness does figure in my plan, though he seemed disinclined to follow Schumer's suggestion, citing House legislation that calls for an immediate $10,000 for forgiveness of student loans. Biden is on the right track, says Adam Looney, but Schumer isn't. And some of his commentary puts into context what a huge danger the whole country faces here and our whole future economy and basically viability of the federal government as a functioning institution. With 44 million Americans holding more than $1.6 trillion in student loan debt, in an era of ever-escalating college tuition prices, action of some sort is certainly needed. But not every loan needs to be forgiven. Yes, student loans, he writes, can heavily burden those who find their education hasn't translated into a good job. Millions have defaulted on their loans. Many more people struggle to repay, hampering their ability to financially prosper. Black, Hispanic, low-income, and first-generation students are the most likely to default under crushing debt burdens, he writes. But those experiences aren't universal. Many student loan borrowers are advantaged, well-educated, high earners. About 56% of student debt is owed by those with master's or professional degrees. And almost 35% of loan balances are owed by individuals in the top 20% of the income distribution. So why, in other words, should you use government resources when we're already broke as a federal government and have those resources reward people who have bad loans that they could actually pay if they wanted to? See, part of the problem here is that nothing that I see in these policies would require that people actually complete their education. One of the crises we have in college today is that people enroll in college, they run up student debt, and then they don't complete a degree, which means that that investment that they may never repay is basically worthless. Because, yes, you may learn some interesting things, you may enrich your life, but in terms of having a transactable educational background, having some kind of degree that can make a difference, if you borrow money so you can go to college for a year or two and don't graduate, you haven't accomplished very much. This came in from Lori, wrote to us from Belfair, Washington. She said, when you talk about the student loans, don't forget to talk about those parents that sacrifice to pay for their kids' college. She's exactly right. My sister and her husband bought some GET dollars and saved for their two children to go to college. They also required them to go to state colleges that the dollars would benefit. No private schools or out-of-state schools. So their sacrifices and responsible behavior was stupid. My sister worked in banking. Her husband, a public school teacher. These aren't rich people. Well, that's exactly right. In other words, a government does right if it honors positive behavior and declines to honor or reward destructive behavior. And what they are doing here is the opposite, is you are basically punishing people like the family described here by Lori and Belfair. By punishing that family, they don't get anything paid back by the government. And the government right now, we will get to the amounts of money that Schumer, not Biden, but Schumer is talking about spending, which is completely unsustainable. I mean, this is comparable to the Green New Deal in terms of its crushing cost on the American taxpayer. 1-800-955-1776. In sheer magnitude, writes Adam Looney, canceling $50,000 in student debt would rank among the largest transfer programs in U.S. history. At a cost slightly above $1 trillion, it would equal the total amount spent on cash welfare since 1980, and its largest effect would be to improve the finances of college-educated workers who've already tended to be winners in an economy marked by ever-rising inequality. In other words, a disaster. So what is there that we must do? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are ready to sit down with Democrats and hammer out a new reasonable coronavirus stimulus package. But according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Democrats are insisting on things not connected with the coronavirus crisis.
They don't think Congress should do anything at all unless they get to cash out a far-left ideological wish list.
Senator Rob Portman of Ohio is volunteering to take part in Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial. Speaking on Fox & Friends, a Republican says it's important for everyone to get vaccinated.
When I got into this, it was 50%. As of last night, it's now up to 56% of Americans are willing to get vaccinated. We need everybody to be willing to get vaccinated who doesn't have a medical issue, because this is going to protect them and their families, but also our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, the issue of student loan debt has always been a real problem for those who believe that government has a perfectly legitimate role in helping people who are down and out. But if you've graduated from college or university, you're usually not down and out. At least you're not supposed to be. And if you are, there's probably something that is a little bit problematic. One of the things that's fascinating is the majority of student loan debt, and this is all across the country, it's debt going back for years, the new debt that's being incurred, but the majority of that student loan debt provides top 5 degrees, okay? And what do they provide degrees in? A medical degree, a law degree, a bachelor's degree in business, a master's degree in business, in other words, an MBA, or a Bachelor of Science degree for nursing. Okay, all of those 5 degrees, it's not like getting an undergraduate degree in basket weaving. There are schools where you can do that. Or getting an undergraduate degree in gender studies, which also, there are not that many job opportunities there. Most of the money is going to these 5 degrees. And when you have a degree like that, you actually can make it pay off, can't you? So why should the government be bailing you out entirely? Jeff in Renton. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. The government shouldn't be bailing people out that way. But the problem is that now, with a new administration coming in, we're all told, and I've been told actually by relatives of mine, I have a daughter that's in college. We haven't taken out any kind of student loans for her yet, but we probably will. Because I think you realize, as many people are realizing, that it's pretty much a fact that Joe Biden, with the swipe of a pen or an executive order, is going to make this happen. And in all, with all due respect, because I love you dearly and I've listened to you for years, with all due respect, you basically had, I mean, you didn't vote for President Trump. I know, I think you've made that clear before. And so, as you've mentioned in the past, you know, lessons have consequences. And we're going to have severe consequences in this regard by putting this gentleman in office. And so I think you're not alone. I think there are many people that have voted that way as well. But we're going to see in the next 4 years the consequences that are going that are going to come by to all of us.
Right. I agree with that. And I don't believe that all of those consequences are necessarily going to be good, but I don't believe that all of those consequences necessarily have to be disastrous, which is why I think it's worth talking about. A Forbes magazine has a piece that says, no, Joe Biden can't forgive $50,000 of student loans. And partially because of the cost that I was telling you about before, but also because this idea of doing it by executive order is bogus, and it's legally bogus. And given the fact that Republicans are going to maintain control of the Senate, I think we will get some kind of program of college aid, but what that aid should be focused on, Jeff, and I'm sure you would agree, what that aid should be focused on should be trying to reduce the cost of college tuition, not in terms of inflating the cost further by making it easy to for people to take loans that they assume are going to be forgiven. And I at least one thing that Biden said in a only moderately coherent response to the reporter's question is one of the things that he said is he talked about a program that already does exist where if you were involved in some kind of public service job, which they define to include teaching jobs, then they give you a reduced rate or better terms in terms of your loan repayment. But that kind of thing, which is already on the books, is very different from this idea that is very much present in the Schumer plan. The Schumer plan that would actually forgive up to $50,000 in student debt with virtually no means test. In other words, that would include all kinds of households where people could do something to repay the money they've borrowed. One of the points that Adam Looney makes in the Washington Post is he says the median income of households with student loans, what's the median income? It's $76,400. Now, obviously, somebody earning $76,000 is not rich. However, what you mean here is that half of the people with student loans have income, household income, beyond that level, above the $76,400. And to try to take money away from working people, and for all those people who decide not to go to college, to pay off loans of people who've already been there, including people who may not have completed their degrees, I think is extraordinarily misguided and a terrible waste. And you see that waste all the time when you hear about things that that leading universities are doing. And this has become something of an obsession, I think, for a lot of people on the right, and rightly so. But there's a story over at Fox Business that says that there's a petition circulating in the Harvard University student body that seeks to ban Trump administration officials from teaching, speaking, or even attending Harvard because of their association with President Trump. Now, this is not something that the university is supporting and it's not something that I think is likely to be a university policy, because first of all, there are all kinds of legal issues about trying to prevent someone who has had maybe a very honorable government service from coming to have any association with the university. But the petition, they say, at Fox Business represented the latest attempt to punish Trump associates. Students are demanding that if the university does associate with any Trump veteran. And see, what's terrible about this is this would include, I assume, based upon the way they've described this petition, it would include people who worked for Trump and were dismissed, or people who worked for Trump and left, which is absurd. It's the reverse McCarthyism in the worst sense of the word. And again, it's not the kind of thing that is going to encourage American unity, nor is the hypocrisy regarding the COVID restrictions. Some of that hypocrisy demonstrated the very highest levels of state government, particularly in one state that has become famous for its hypocrisy. We will get to that and another California story about banning books. And why? Because of the objection of literally a handful of people. The whole question of banning books and intolerance, increasingly a danger on the left, condemned, I think very effectively and very appropriately, by Bill Maher, of all people. And again, he is becoming, I think, a very necessary voice on some of the excesses of the American left. And there's another figure associated with the American left, which suggests that the Biden administration could ruin any prospects for success before it even begins. Why? If they make a distinct left turn. That coming up on the MedVet Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Michael Medved.
I listen to you every single day.
And regardless of the state of the presidential race, there were reasons to celebrate for a lot of conservatives in terms of state legislative races, congressional races, and much more. But you know what? It's important to keep in touch with the people you may have just elected for the first time. Or the people you re-elect and re-elect and re-elect. Don Young, who is the congressman from Alaska, just got re-elected to his 25th term. Now, I happen to know that he actually appreciates hearing from constituents. He's that kind of legislator, 87 years old. But even for people who are new, it's useful for them to hear from you, and that's where contactmypolitician.com comes in. This is an easy way for you to share your thoughts, to express your opinions, to make your demands known, to let your voice be heard. After all, they work for you, these politicians. This is a nonpartisan, free service, costs you absolutely nothing, and with a few clicks, you can reach your politician with a video, with an audio, or in writing. They make it very easy. Go to contactmypolitician.com. It costs you nothing. Tell them Michael sent you. And speaking of politicians, there's a governor of California who is nursing all kinds of possibilities and potential decisions. He's going to have a Senate seat that he's going to have to fill sometime soon, Gavin Newsom. But Gavin Newsom made a huge faux pas at a time when California is undergoing all kinds of new restrictions involving the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor very publicly flouted them. And he didn't do it just himself alone. There's now a story that comes out in Politico that California Medical Association officials were among the guests seated next to Governor Gavin Newsom at a top California political operator's opulent birthday dinner at the French Laundry restaurant this month. Now, French Laundry is a restaurant in the Napa Valley, that's wine country in California, given the fact the whole idea of a restaurant like that, they apparently have a pre-fee menu, a fixed price menu, where it's $800 per person. So this is a pretty snazzy restaurant, but you know what? You can still get coronavirus. And there they were sitting next to each other, and not masked. It's kind of tough to remain masked when you're eating, even eating food that costs that level of money. But Governor Newsom, when he was caught about this, and the photographs are available, we'll post some of them at michaelmedved.com, Governor Newsom sounded like this in excusing his own hypocrisy. Listen.
A few weeks ago, I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. My wife and I, a friend that I've known for almost 20 years, and a friend that put a lot of time and energy into his 50th birthday. It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant, and we started the program started at 4 o'clock. It was one of those early reservations. I got there a little bit late at 4:30, and as soon as I sat down at the larger table, I realized it was a little larger group than I had anticipated, and I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house. Instead, I chose to sit there with my wife and a number of other couples that were outside the household. And you can quibble about the guidelines, et cetera, but the spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice, not just preach.
Okay, remember he said it was like an outdoor banquet? When you see in the photographs, it was one of those rooms that had one open wall. It was not outdoors. It was indoors. And yes, it's problematic. And yes, it's frustrating. And yes, even people who wouldn't even dream of going to the kind of restaurant that the French Laundry, I'm sure there's a story as to why it's called the French Laundry, that the French Laundry represents. There are people who wouldn't dream of going to that kind of restaurant, but maybe there's a neighborhood restaurant that you'd like to support that is struggling to survive. It's very difficult, and particularly coming up to Thanksgiving. There's another story of this nature where there's a piece in the New York Times, and it's almost laughable. The piece is entitled, and it's a long piece with lavish photographs. It's in the New York Times. It's How to Do Thanksgiving with Less Waste. And here we are, most of us living in states where they're discouraging having a big, lavish Thanksgiving feast with all kinds of guests. And then they're exampling this in the New York Times. And it begins this piece. Devon Jackson, an urban farmer and the founder of Positive Obsession, an organization bringing environmental awareness to fashion, urges people to be more conscious about food waste this Thanksgiving, starting with a reexamination of the holiday. Devon Jackson's early memories of Thanksgiving begin with her grandmother, Velma Jackson, who prepared curried goat while singing the folksy Jamaican tune, Ram goat liver. Ram goat liver good, fee mech manish water. The singer, Pluto Shervington, croons. Billy goat teeth, make the earring for your daughter. Curried goat lunch, put the bite in your back. And make your daughter walk and talk. Okay, I'm sure I'm not performing this in a, in a way that would do honor to the source. But the whole idea of how to do Thanksgiving with less waste and with less themes, there's almost nothing in this lengthy piece about all those families that are having a very tough time basically doing Thanksgiving at all, let alone doing it with curried goat liver or worried about creating less waste in the food you make. How do you space things out? How do you balance the fact that everybody wants to do your public duty and help stop transmission of this virus? And yet, this is the focus of one of the voices of our coastal elites, I think you could say. there's another round the world diversity in action story that is incredible. And this also from the New York Times. The bears were becoming more than a nuisance. Lumbering into a small Japanese city on the northern island of Hokkaido in search of food and increasing the risk of deadly encounters with humans. As bear sightings and the danger increased, officials in the city of Tokugawa, population 40,000, turned to a mechanical solution. In October, officials installed a monster wolf near a residential neighborhood and another in a field in a suburban area to keep the bears at bay. The mechanical wolf, originally developed by machinery maker Ota Seiki, stands 2.6 feet tall and is 4 feet long, but when planted high in a field, it appears more than a match for a bear. With fake fur, bared fangs, and flashing red eyes, the wolf turns its head from side to side and makes howling, screeching sounds when the motion detectors are triggered. The screech can travel about a kilometer, and it comes in more than 60 varieties, including a dog's bark, a hunter's voice, and gunshots. That way, bears wouldn't get used to the sound, according to Shuji Sasaki, who's director of the Wolf Kamui, the company in charge of the mechanical wolf sales and maintenance. Look, I think Japan has gotten a lot of attention for very advanced devices of artificial intelligence and robotics. This form of robotics, this bear thing is no joke, by the way. There have been all kinds of deaths of the bears coming in. And why are they coming into this particular part of Japan? Because all the people are moving out of the countryside and into the big city. So one of the better plans, you won't have to rely on mechanical wolves if farmers can continue to make a living where they have for centuries, not as they do in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
School.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.